Understand Igor Stravinsky's life, major works, musical style, and legacy. Then practice explaining how modern art can feel shocking at first, but important later, in clear B1, B2 English. When you hear classical music, do you imagine something calm, dramatic, strange, or powerful? Have you ever disliked a song, painting, movie, or book at first, but respected it more later? Do you think rhythm can change the feeling of music as much as melody can? Bach's music often feels carefully built. What might music feel like if it is built from energy, surprise, and movement? Igor Stravinsky was born in Oranienbaum, Russia, near St. Petersburg in 1882. He died in New York in 1971. He was a Russian composer, conductor, and pianist, and he later became a citizen of France and the United States. Today, Stravinsky is seen as one of the most important composers of the 20th century. If Bach helps us understand structure and depth, Stravinsky helps us understand energy, rhythm, and artistic shock. His music often asks the listener to wake up, not just relax. This makes him a very good composer to study after Bach. Bach can feel like a cathedral made of sound. Stravinsky can feel like a modern stage suddenly full of movement, sharp light, and unexpected steps. Stravinsky grew up in a musical home. His father, Fyodor Stravinsky, was a famous bass singer at the Imperial Opera in St. Petersburg, and his mother was a pianist. Music was around him from childhood, but he did not immediately follow a simple path into composition. As a young man, Stravinsky studied law at university. At the same time, he took music seriously and studied privately with Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, an important Russian composer and teacher. Rimsky-Korsakov helped Stravinsky learn orchestration, which means how to write music for different instruments. This background matters because Stravinsky became very skilled at instrumental color. He knew how to make an orchestra sound bright, dry, strange, heavy, light, or wild. For him, the orchestra was not just a big group of instruments. It was a box of colors. Stravinsky's international fame began through ballet. Sergei Diaghilev, the leader of the Ballet Russes, was looking for fresh music for Russian-themed ballets in Paris. He gave Stravinsky major opportunities at exactly the right moment. The first big success was The Firebird in 1910. It used a Russian fairy tale world, colorful orchestration, and dramatic ballet storytelling. Then came Petrushka in 1911, a ballet about a puppet with human feelings. These works made Stravinsky famous as a brilliant young composer. This is important because Stravinsky's early music was connected to movement, bodies, theater, costumes, and stage images. He was not only writing pure music for people sitting quietly, he was helping create a whole visual and physical world. In 1913, Stravinsky's ballet, The Rite of Spring, premiered in Paris. It is one of the most famous premieres in music history. The music was loud, rough, rhythmically intense, and full of dissonance. The dancing also felt strange and heavy compared with elegant traditional ballet. The audience reaction became legendary. Some people were excited, some were angry, and the theater became extremely noisy. Britannica describes the premiere as one of the most scandalous in history, with arguing in the audience so loud that dancers had trouble hearing the orchestra. The important point is not only the drama in the theater. The important point is that Stravinsky had changed what orchestral music could do. The Rite of Spring made rhythm feel like a main character. The music did not politely decorate a story. It pushed the body. Many people think of music first through melody, a tune you can sing. Stravinsky reminds us that rhythm can be just as powerful. In his music, the beat may feel uneven, sharp, or surprising. The listener cannot always relax into a comfortable pattern. This does not mean the music is random. Stravinsky was extremely controlled. He often used small musical patterns, repeated them, changed their accents, and placed them against other patterns. The result can feel dangerous, but it is carefully designed. This is a useful comparison with Bach. Bach often builds complexity through several melodies moving together. Stravinsky often builds excitement through rhythm, accent, repetition, and orchestral color. Both composers are intelligent, but their intelligence feels different. Stravinsky's music often used old stories, rituals, and cultural memory, but he did not treat them like museum pieces. The Rite of Spring is connected to imagined ancient rituals and pagan Russia. The Firebird comes from Russian fairy tale material. Later works such as Oedipus Rex, Apollo, and Persephone connect with Greek myth and classical subjects. This connects well with mythology study. Mythology is not only old stories about gods. Artists use myth to talk about fear, power, sacrifice, beauty, fate, and human limits. Stravinsky used old materials to create a modern sound world. In this way, Stravinsky is not simply a modern composer who rejected the past. He often took the past and made it strange again. He showed that old stories can become new when the artistic language changes. Stravinsky's life was shaped by history. World War I and the Russian Revolution changed his world. He lived in Switzerland, then France, and later the United States. He did not simply stay in one place and write from a stable home country. This international life affected his identity. He was Russian-born, but his career became European and American. He worked with Russian, French, Swiss, and American artistic worlds. He also conducted and traveled widely, becoming a public musical figure. This helps us understand why his music can feel difficult to place. It is Russian, but not only Russian. It is modern, but it often looks backward. It is intellectual, but it can feel physical. Stravinsky lived between worlds, and his music often sounds like it lives between worlds too. One surprising thing about Stravinsky is that he did not keep only one style. His career is often described in different periods. His early Russian period includes colorful ballet music, such as The Firebird, Petrushka, and The Rite of Spring. Later, his neoclassical period used older forms and clearer shapes. In his later years, he also explored serial techniques, which organize music through strict pitch patterns. Some artists become famous for one sound and repeat it. Stravinsky did something riskier. He kept changing his language. This confused some listeners, but it also showed his discipline and curiosity. This makes him different from the simple image of a rebel. He was not just breaking rules emotionally. He was always studying, choosing, arranging, and controlling his materials. Even his surprises were carefully made. Stravinsky was not only a composer. He also conducted and recorded his music. This matters because he helped shape how later audiences heard his works. A composer-conductor can show the tempo, balance, and character he wants. Conducting also changed his public image. He became not only a name on a music score, but a visible modern artist. People could see him leading an orchestra, speaking about music, and presenting himself as an authority on his own work. For students, this is useful. We can think of Stravinsky as a maker and an interpreter. He created difficult music, but he also spent much of his life helping people perform and understand it. Stravinsky still matters because he changed the center of musical attention. He showed that rhythm, accent, color, and physical energy could shape a whole musical world. His work influenced modern classical music, ballet, and the wider idea of what serious music could sound like. He also gives us a useful life lesson about art. Sometimes a new idea first feels ugly, strange, or too difficult. Later, people may realize that the idea opened a new door. The Rite of Spring did not become important because it was easy. It became important because it changed what people thought was possible. After Bach, Stravinsky helps us see another kind of greatness. Bach shows how depth can come from order. Stravinsky shows how power can come from tension, surprise, movement, and reinvention. Why is Stravinsky important in music history? Stravinsky is important because he changed 20th century music, especially through rhythm, energy, surprise, and modern orchestral color. Would you rather listen to music that feels balanced like Bach or shocking like Stravinsky? What did Rimsky-Korsakov help Stravinsky learn? Rimsky-Korsakov helped Stravinsky learn composition and orchestration, especially how to write effectively for instruments. Is it useful for an artist to study a serious older tradition before trying to break rules? Why were Diaghilev and the Ballets Russes important for Stravinsky? They were important because they commissioned his early ballet successes, including The Firebird and Petrushka, and helped make him internationally famous. Do you think music changes when it is written for dancers instead of only for listeners? What made The Rite of Spring shocking in 1913? It was shocking because the music used intense rhythms, dissonance, rough energy, and unusual ballet movement. Can a work of art be valuable even if many people hate it at first? How did Stravinsky make rhythm important? He used uneven beats, sharp accents, repeated patterns, and orchestral color, so rhythm became a main force in the music. Which is more powerful for you in music? Melody, rhythm, harmony, or atmosphere? How did Stravinsky use old stories and myths? He used old stories, rituals, and myths as material for modern music, ballet, and theater. Why do artists keep returning to mythology and old stories? How did history affect Stravinsky's life? World War I and the Russian Revolution helped push Stravinsky into an international life in Switzerland, France, and the United States. Can living between cultures make an artist stronger? Why is Stravinsky's career often divided into periods? His career is divided into periods because his musical style changed greatly, from Russian ballet music to neoclassical works and later serial techniques. Is it better for an artist to keep one recognizable style or to keep changing? Why is it important that Stravinsky also conducted his music? It is important because he helped shape how audiences and musicians heard his own works. Would you trust a composer's own performance of a piece more than another musician's performance? Why does Stravinsky still matter today? He still matters because he changed modern music through rhythm, accent, color, energy, and the courage to reinvent musical language. What kind of greatness interests you more? Deep order, emotional beauty, or bold reinvention? Speaking practice questions. What part of Stravinsky's life or music surprised you most? Why was The Rite of Spring so shocking in 1913? How is Stravinsky different from Bach? Why do you think old myths and rituals can still feel modern? Would you like to listen first to The Firebird, Petrushka, or The Rite of Spring? Why? Stravinsky's story shows that modern art does not always try to comfort the audience. Sometimes it tries to wake the audience up. His music can feel sharp, strange, and difficult, but it is not careless. It is carefully made from rhythm, color, repetition, and surprise. His life also shows that artists can carry the past into the future. He used Russian stories, ritual images, Greek myths, older musical forms, and modern techniques. Like Bach, he had discipline. Unlike Bach, his discipline often sounded like tension and movement.